For more than 30 years, Mike Worf's Kaleidoscope was a fixture for Michigan radio listeners. Last week, Current State took a look back at the Peabody Award-winning program as WKAR-AM prepares to begin re-airing it. WKAR station manager Peter Worf speaks with the host, who is also his father, about the return of Kaleidoscope.
The thing I remember most about the early days of Kaleidoscope was in 1968, the riot.
Right. Detroit.
Yeah. And I came in, I used to come into work, and there was the National Guard was, you know, outside. And I said, what am I going to, how am I going to handle this? So I gave something very light and frothy and easy and not threatening at all.
Right.
I mean, I didn't get into any topics that were...
You didn't play it heavy or political. You went the other direction.
Yeah. Like a very light. Yeah. And then after that was over with, recall that Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Right.
And I said, I have to do a program on that. So I did a sort of a biography, essentially what it was, biography and sound, and lent the proper music to it, you know, We Shall Overcome and all these kinds of things that he had, the music of his boyhood and when he grew up and in the Baptist church and that sort of thing. And I embraced it with all of that. And it was a good show and very touching. And it was because it was a sad time.
Right.
I mean, people were really devastated by that. Sometime later, Dan Burke called me up on the phone. He says, hey, guess what? I said, what? He said, we won the Peabody Award. I said, what do you mean, we?
Kaleidoscope won the Peabody Award for
the
Martin Luther King
program.
Martin
Luther King show, essentially. Although you had to send in a cross-section of the kind of work that you did. So I sent something, you know. Than in a Western or whatever it might have been, you know.
What are some other programs that stand out that you remember? Individual programs or series, award winners. You won a number of awards from the American Freedoms Foundation for programs about American topics.
They were very generous in their giving me, plaudits along the way because I'd send them in almost every year and they would award the show number one because it was Americana. It was Mother God Country. And you don't hear much of that today, but it had that kind of feeling to it that, you know, we were lucky people, thanks to some pretty wonderful people who preceded us and made this country what it was. And that's what the show, it was about pioneers and explorers and politicians and presidents and poets and, you know, all the rest of the wonderful things that happened to this country. And that was a joy to do, too, because it was filled with American history. And I was able to tell a lot of the history that you would find unsavory. You know, it wasn't all, you know, God, Mother Country. It was a lot of the things that we were doing that had a lot of a tinge to it that was not favorable.
I remember when you said unsavory, I remember a particular program about the Sony Bean family.
Oh, well, of course, that wasn't American.
Right.
But the group of...
How about that? How's that for pulling it out from out of nowhere?
That's going... Now, you would be about the right age to be petrified in listening to that program because it was a story that was frightening.
Right.
It's about a family that lived in Scotland in an island off the coast of Ireland, and they would rob people.
Right.
And all of a sudden, these people would disappear. And they didn't know what happened to them until finally a couple of years went by, and the fellow was out in an area where there were caves, and the water was getting into the caves. It reached low tide, and this fellow was able to get into the cave on land before the tide came back up, and he looked around, and he found out that there was civilization inside there.
Right.
People were living in there.
Right.
There were babies and children and dogs and cats and everything else, and also a great pile of bones.
Human bones.
They were cannibals. These people were cannibals. And it was scary, particularly when they faced up to the fact of who these people were.
Right.
And they were terrible. I mean, they were just as savage and as wild as you could possibly imagine. So the English Guard or the soldiers went in and they confronted them and wiped them out.
I remember a lot of your programs, too,
But the boy's name was Sonny Bean.
Sonny Bean.
Yeah. S-E-A-N. Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah. But they called it Sonny.
He was sort of the ringleader of this clan.
Yeah.
There's quite a few programs I remember that you produced in partnership with your nephew, my cousin, Charles Westcott.
Charlie was a great guy. Great guy. Very talented, too. He wrote some marvelous things for me. And he's so good-natured about it. I never knew anybody quite as pleasant as he could be to be working. You know, he just loved it. He loved to write. And he wrote some great stories. He wrote one called Home Again, which was a young man who comes back from December 7th, 1941. He survived a Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
A left turn, two blocks more, and he was there. The house he had grown up in. It had seemed huge to him when he was a boy, all long stairways and cozy little rooms that seemed endless in number. Plenty of hiding places for childhood treasures and an attic that held adventure and mysteries of the past. But he had been out to see the world, and the house looked tiny to him now, although the feelings of a small boy were still with him. Each part of the house awakening memories, the thought of them sending stabs of sorrow through his heart. The front steps where he had slipped and chipped a tooth. The parlor window, which had never been strong enough to stop the baseball that had flown erratically from his hand. The old elm tree under whose leafy branches his father had sat watching the sun die a slow death on a long, hot summer evening.
I should mention Charlie was a United States Marine Corps captain, a Vietnam veteran, so he could speak about stories like firsthand.
Yeah. He had a knowledge of the military kind of thing.
Mike Worf's Kaleidoscope returns to WKAR AM 870, Saturdays at 4 p.m. What about sort of listener reaction, letters, phone calls, in-person conversations? What kind of reaction did you get when you first started producing and broadcasting Kaleidoscope?
But I'll never forget, there was a fellow that called me one time. He says, "Oh, you're Mike Worf." He says, "I'm so-and-so from such-and-such steel company." He says, "You know," he says, "I lost about $125,000 worth of business because of you." And I said, "Why? What did I do?" And he said, "Well, you got this show that I was listening to, and I was supposed to meet somebody at 11:30. And I started listening to the show, and I forgot all about it. The next thing you know, it's 12 o'clock, and I'm a half hour late." It's funny. So, but, you know, the things, the stories like that. And then we had a lot of mail and a lot of phone calls. A lot of phone calls, because that was the easiest way for people to communicate, you know.
What's a show you can remember where you finished it and you just thought to yourself, "Yeah, I nailed it"?
Holiday shows were big. People loved the holiday shows, whether or not it was Christmas or patriotic holiday. And patriotic holidays were, you know, there were a few of them. And we observed every one of them: Memorial Day, Armistice Day, the day the war began, the day the war ended. You know, all these shows that came to light from people's experiences.
And so it is from now until 9 o'clock. On the two programs that I am privileged to host, I turn to some meaningful prose and appropriate music in recapturing who and what we are. Permit me to present some historical documentation, anecdotal material, significant definition, and the hymns and anthems in tribute to the fallen.
What do you think about classic Kaleidoscope and some new Kaleidoscope programs that you'll create coming back to WKAR, coming back to Michigan?
I'm thrilled. I hope you know what you're doing.
Mike Worf's Kaleidoscope returns to WKAR AM 870 Saturdays at 4 p.m. Can't wait to share these shows with longtime listeners and new listeners. So thanks, Dad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.
Presenting a new exciting radio program.
December 7th, 1941.
An amazing and incredible personality.
On today's presentation of Kaleidoscope, here is the emotion-packed story.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not.
Champion of the oppressed.
We must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead.
A journey that takes us millions of miles from the earth.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Columbus, Magellan, Orville, and Wilbur Wright.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
No, there's a new word to describe that Oldsmobile thrill.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Go get him, Tiger.
He swings a line shot. Base hit. Right field. The Tiger.